Good morning. I'm Pastor Amy Little, and today is Thursday after Ash Wednesday, February 15th, 2024. Our lessons from today are from Habakkuk 3 and Philippians 3. O Lord, I have heard the report of you and your work. O Lord, do I fear. In the midst of the years, revive it. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In our devotional text for today, we hear from the prophet Habakkuk a prayer for deliverance from the exile in Babylon and a plea to the Lord to remember his promises to his people Israel. The prophet complained earlier that God was not enacting justice. In Hebrew, the word is mishpat, and God's people were suffering violence and destruction. Habakkuk asked the Lord, "Why did you make me see iniquity? And why do you idly look at wrong?" In other words, God, where are you? Don't you see what is happening here? We ask that at times, don't we? Where are you, God? Are you ignoring me? Are you on vacation? Are you too busy to see what I'm dealing with here? It's the age-old question of theodicy, or why does God allow evil to happen in the world? Eventually, the prophet shifts to hope as he says, "I have heard the report of you." He knows God has done wonderful things for his people and will not let them suffer forever. He is the God of life and salvation. When we cry out to the Lord for help, he will come and rescue us from sin, death, and captivity. We then turn to St. Paul's words in Philippians 3. We hear exactly how God answered the prayers of Habakkuk and the other Old Testament prophets. Paul proclaimed, "Christ Jesus has made me his own." Therefore, Paul says, he can forget what lies behind him and move toward the heavenly goal that is given to us by Jesus. Friends, we have a heavenly call on our lives. In the waters of baptism, we were claimed as God's own children, freed from the powers of sin and death, granted eternal life, and sent into the world to share this greatest news of all time. Our citizenship is in heaven, Paul reminds us. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We put our ultimate trust in Christ Jesus our Lord, whose life, death, and resurrection pave the way to salvation for all who believe. With this good news, we set our minds on him who went to the cross for our sake. We concentrate on the divine call put on our lives. We don't look back at where we came from, but we push forward in the power of Christ Jesus in this earthly life, sharing his love with others, serving in his name, and awaiting his glorious return. We do not lose hope, because our hope is in the Lord. Trials will come, but we keep our minds on heavenly things, not suffering, pain, heartache, or disappointments. Jesus is with us, and we belong to him. God answered Habakkuk with the Savior. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. We give you thanks, yes, more than thanks, O Lord our God, for all your goodness at all times and in all places, because you have shielded, rescued, helped, and led us all the days of our life, and brought us into this hour.